Hi, this is Mike, and this is a reply slash add-on comment to a post by my friend Nikki Brown, who was discussing relationships between clients and designers and how important it is to get those issues clear from the beginning so there's not any miscommunication and, you know, that sort of stuff. I totally agree. It leads to problems down the road. I've been guilty of it in the past. I'm trying to be better about it, but it's great to start these kinds of conversations. A couple things came to my mind. One of the things deals with boundaries, specifically time availability. When you set up a relationship with a new client, you need to make it clear to them when you're going to be available and what your time frame is for response to their emails and phone calls and things like that. Do you want to make yourself available on nights and weekends or only during business hours? It kind of depends on your preference, but if you make it clear to them, you can kind of set that up to be specific time frames. Another thing, and this is about boundaries, but long-term clients can sometimes, like in some cases, they can become a little bit like friends, and that boundary that you've set up can erode a little bit, giving them the feeling that they can call you outside the time frame that you've set up in the beginning, even though you were good about setting up your boundaries. So just something to look out for. Keep everything professional, so that you don't get ticked off or take it personally or anything like that. And then the last thing is really making it clear to people that you do business with that you are doing business with them. You're not becoming an employee, and they're not your employer. So you have this specific list of things that you're doing for them, because you're the design professional, and they're hiring you to do that aspect of their project. So, once you're done, once you've accomplished their tasks and, the bills are all settled up, keep the relationship professional, but you don't owe them any more than you wrote into your contract or proposal. So just try to keep that, you guys are on equal footing there as far as the business relationship goes. You should be partners and not employers, employees. So again, I applaud Nikki for starting conversations like this. I look forward to more, and I'd love to, to chat with more people about it too. So hope this helps someone, and hope to talk to more of you guys soon. Thanks a lot.